Now, you might remember the late Bill Weiner. I certainly hope you do. Old friend, played many times on SLB. Also, you know him from the Monongahela Sheiks. And one of the times Bill was here recently, he played with Ron Joswiak, and the two of them were incredible together. Today, Ron is going to be playing with John Hicks, who I just mentioned before. So we have Ron and John together. We'll let them open up. We'll talk with them a little bit, and you'll hear some great classic songs. I've got a little bit of their set list right here, and I can't wait to hear the songs they have for you. Here are Ron Joswiak and John Hicks.
Sheep in the meadow, cows in the corn. Where's that boy? Tend to the sheep. Down the haystack, fast asleep. Well, little boy blue, I'm gonna blow that horn. Sheep in the meadow, cows in the corn. Mary had a little bit of lamb, fleece was white as snow. And everywhere Mary went, lamb was sure to go, go, little boy blue. Gonna blow that horn, horn, horn. Sheep in the meadow, cows in the corn. Gonna blow that horn.
Oh, a great song to begin with. There you've got Ron Joswiak and John Hicks. Ron, let's turn to you first. I know we're going to do a lot of music in addition to talking, but just a little bit about yourself, when you started playing music this.
I guess I'm from the South Side. I've always been from the South Side. But started playing about 15, when I was about 15 years old. Just for chance, I went to Hollywood Music over in Oakland and ran into Ernie Hawkins, and he started me on the banjo, frailing the banjo, and we got to the point where Well, he said, I really don't have much more on a banjo for you. And I went to see him. We snuck into one place to see him. And I said, man, I heard him finger picking. I said, that's it, man. I got to learn how to finger pick.
Now, you a kid when you met Ernie?
What's that?
You met Ernie when you were a teenager?
Yeah, I was about 15.
Yeah, and he wouldn't have been much older than
you. Yeah, he was 33, as a matter of fact.
Was he really? Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
As a matter, I just seen him. We just seen him last Saturday. He come out. We were playing at the pizza, at our other gig that we play, and he came out to check us out.
Oh, that's great.
He's like 74 now. I said, geez, wow, looks good. You know, he's hanging in, man.
I have a problem. I don't age people. I still think of Ernie as being in his 30s.
Exactly. That's right.
I still think of him as being in his 30s, early 40s. It's been a...
Well, he told me, he said, well, I retired. He said, I retired kind of from playing a lot. And I said, oh, man.
I never thought
you'd retire, man.
So you grew up in the South Side. What street?
I was on Parkwood Road. I was more or less on Arlington Avenue, down on the bottom of Mine Street and all that.
Okay, so you started to play guitar, you mentioned, and then a little bit of banjo.
Then a little banjo we played, and then a lot of guitar. I guess I focus more on the guitar than banjo more than anything else.
And how do you find the blues? In your family, or?
You know what? I've always been attracted to the old folk music and folk blues. You know, always loved it. And as I said, when I heard the finger picking going on, I said, my goodness, man. Because there wasn't a whole lot going on, you know, at the time. Mm-hmm. And at least for a 15-year-old kid, I guess. But, when I discovered it, I said, man. So I kept hounding Ernie. I said, you know, you got to teach me this. And then that ran in. We ran into Bill. He and Bill used to play together all the time. And I got to know Bill really good over the years. And we started playing all the time together. And that's how that marriage came along. And we did quite a few things together, you know.
Do you still live in Pittsburgh?
Still in Pittsburgh, yeah.
South Side still?
Or? Still in the South Side, yeah.
Boy, you've seen changes.
I'm like an old Pittsburgh guy.
You've seen every bit of change. About the only thing that hasn't changed on the South Side is the number of saloons per block. They're all very different
than
the ones you and I both remember.
Yeah, that's right.
A little more upscale, a little more expensive.
Used to have the steel mill mix back when we were, you know, probably coming up, you know.
Any of your family work at J&L?
My dad, who was a machinist all the way, all around. He skipped around quite a bit, machining here and there. Back then you could do that, you know.
Yeah.
And I had my little welding experience at American Bridge up in Ambridge, up by where John comes from. And, you know, then it all collapsed, so that's another story.
Yeah, that's another radio show.
Yeah, it's another radio show.
Although I'm always happy to talk about it. Well, let's meet John Hicks, and John is from Beaver County, and Ambridge isn't too far away from where you live, right?
That's correct. That's all within the little area, Baden Economy and Ambridge.
And like most good harp players, he's got a case of, I think I see 8 or 9 harmonicas in there. Enough. How many do you need to accommodate all the keys that you might play in?
Over my career, probably about 600.
Really?
I kept every harmonica I ever played through, and I threw them in a bucket in the basement. For some unknown reason, I put them out on a sheet of plywood, 4x8, and I counted over 375, and I learned to start to pull the parts apart to make one good one as a sort of a cost saver.
You know, there's a great... You would know this guy's name, and it's just escaping me right now. But he's a legendary harmonica player, and he talks about like all the innards of a harmonica and how it works. And it's a radio program, and you can hear him taking it apart and looking at it. His name will come to me. It's a very well known. It'll eventually. Yeah, it's fascinating to listen to. His name will come back to me. When did you start playing?
I'm kind of a late bloomer.
Really?
I was looking for an interest. I couldn't play the guitar. I couldn't play the piano, which my mother played, and she read music. And I tried to do the double French horn. She had a mellophone, and I kind of faked my way through that during elementary years and then up to a point in high school, and I gave that up. And I ran across the harmonica player from down in my area at the club, and his sound, it was more country, folksy, And they were a pretty well-established band, and they some of them went to different directions playing professional. And this particular harmonica player, Tom Rogers, from the New Haven band, I heard him play, and it just floored me. And I said, geez, this is something I want to do. The tone and the sound and the way he professionally done some of the songs of the artist that I was just I couldn't get it out of me after that point. But I was probably, I would say, after high school, 17, 18, but I wasn't really looking into it until I got into my early 20s. And 24, I decided, you know, this is what I want to do. And as a little outlet, as a hobby, career, whatever. And I was looking for a campfire. I didn't expect to be, you know, on the radio station here. And I kind of pushed it along, and I ended up, you know, meeting Ron and other people in the industry. And it's kind of been an interesting journey.
How did you guys meet?
We kind of more or less worked together. And I heard that John played a harmonica, and we had a steady thing. We still do have a steady thing. Can I say the name? Pistoli's?
Sure.
Pistoli's Pizza. We played her once a month, and great food, by the way.
Where's that at?
It's right on Murray Avenue, right down from the Giant Eagle on the left side going down toward the Forbes Avenue. And I invited John over one day. That was about 2 years ago, I guess, and said, why don't you come on out, and we'll see how, you know, if we can play. And it could kind of start working together, and Bill was still around.
Yeah, I remember Bill playing there too.
Yeah, we all started, just went on from then, and then hope to build maybe a long term relationship here. We'll see what happens.
That's Ron Joswiak. You heard John Hicks a moment ago. Howard Levy is who I was trying to remember. Levy, the harmonica player. Howard Levy is the one who does the NPR program where he takes the harmonica apart.
Wow.
And it's a fascinating thing. Why don't we get another song out? What would you like to do next?
Milwaukee Blues?
Where am I at?
This is this is one of our old train tunes from Rogers, the Singing Brakeman, they call him. And it goes just like this. Ready? One Tuesday morning, said, look like rain. Round the curve, come a passenger train. On the line, said Wilder Jones, good old hobo, trying to get home. Trying to get home. Trying to get. Good old hobo, trying to get home. Down to Georgia on the track, said the road's getting muddy and the leaves getting damp. Try to catch a freight train and leave this town. Don't allow hobos hanging around. Hanging around, hanging. Allow no hobos hanging around. Now left Atlanta this morning today. Conductor said you're gonna have to pay. You got no money but a pawn my shoes. I wanna go west, got to Milwaukee. Milwaukee Blue, Milwaukee. Wanna go west, got the Milwaukee Blue. Here we go. Daughter said before she died, you got to fix them roads. Bums don't ride, and if they ride, let them ride the rocks. Put all my trust in the hands of God. Hands of God, hands of. Put all my trust in the hands of God. Bill Jones said, before we died, you got to fix them roads. Bums don't ride, and if they ride, let them ride the rocks. Put all my trust in the hands of God. In the hands of God. Hands of God. Put all my trust in the hands of God. Wild Bill Jones said before we died, said there's two more drinks that I got to try. Fireman said, what can it be? A glass of water and a cup of tea. Cup of tea. Cup of. Glass of water, boys, cup of tea. All aboard.
Great song. I really love the way that sounded. And, you know, it's got, I kept shaking my head here or scratching my head as Ron Joswiak and John Hicks. I kept thinking, this song, I've heard Milwaukee Blues, but it's also reminding me of something else. And it's got a bit of the same pattern as Rock Island Line, doesn't it? You know, depending on how Rock Island Line is arranged.
Joe Leadbelly-ton.
Yeah. It just who originated Milwaukee Blues?
I think it was Rogers, one of the Rogers.
You were saying Jimmy Rogers before you played it, singing break man. Yeah, I was looking that up as we were listening.
I'm pretty sure it was Jimmy Rogers.
These songs.
The singing Brakeman, I think.
Yeah, when you think about how. Charlie Poole. It's credited to Charlie Poole.
Wow.
At least among the.
There's so many different. I guess one took one off the other.
Yeah, it's it's, you know, the folk tradition too. You can look at all of these.
It's just how you learn off of one another more. Yeah,
it's great you're carrying it on. Are you finding younger folks wanting to learn from you guys?
What? Honestly, no.
I'm surprised.
Yeah, no.
Because there's a lot of interest in roots or Americana music, but you know it depends on what people are looking for. But
I don't know what it is. It's the youngsters want to take it another route.
Well,
it's compared to like when we were young, our friend. We used to sneak into places and not especially to drink, but really to listen to the music.
No, just to listen.
To listen. Yeah, sure. That was the truth.
Well, and a lot of folks are learning those roots and traditions, you know, in a solitary way online. Rather than getting a hold of Ernie Hawkins and saying,
true.
Hey, I'll buy
that's
you a
true.
Cup of coffee if you can show me how to do this.
Exactly right.
You're listening.
But, you know, it was more fun to, you know, dig somebody up and try to track them down, and I don't know.
Absolutely. You're listening to Ron and John here, Joswiak and Hick. Ron and John could be a good name. Ron and John, Ron John. Joswiak and Hicks, Ron Joswiak, John Hicks, here on the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade. Thanks for doing that. Next week at this exact time, the group Working Breed will be here performing live. What would you like to do next?
Grand Central.
I'm good.
It?
Yep. Do it sounds like a plan.
Yeah.
Going back to the train station. Who'd you learn this from? I'm sorry.
Andy Cohen. I'm not sure who did it, though. I could be. I don't know. But it might even not be Grand Central. I think it is. So we'll give it a try. We'll sing it anyway. It goes like this. gypsy and a fortune-telling lady. And I met a little gypsy and a fortune-telling lady. She read my mind, pretty mama, and she slapped my face. And I went down Grand Central Mall, hooked up on that ball. And I went down Grand Central Mall, hooked up on that bone. Well, my money wasn't right, I couldn't get no place at all.
That's great. Ron, you've got a heck of a voice, I'll tell
really?
You. I think so. No, it's really authentic, and you belt these out in a way that is so natural that I mean that. It's fun to hear you sing.
I was on, everybody we used to play with as youngsters, I always was the one that got elected to sing, so I guess it's not better after a while.
Were you nervous playing as a kid?
I'm still nervous now.
Oh, you don't show it at all. And it's really fun to watch John play as well as to listen to him play. In fact, maybe with your permission, I'll put up a Facebook Live stream with your next song or two so people can see you, because John is really getting into it as he plays. He rises and he bobs and he weaves and he's enjoying it, and it's fun to listen to.
We call him Windy Jones because he can blow up an onion sack. That's
yeah, when you go to the doctor and they make you blow in that thing with the ping pong ball to see how much I'll bet you. What is that? Spirometry, I think. Is that right, nurse? Spirometry. What do you all, we don't often do this, but we'll do a little Facebook view so people can actually watch you play.
Thank you so much.
And what would you like to play next as I set that up here?
Tell Me Mama. Won't you tell me, please? You know that song, don't you?
Where that's at.
King of the 12 string. D?
D for me, you.
Huh? Yeah.
Oh, thanks, Malik. You're going to do great because Malik's going to take the pictures instead of me. So. It's great. You won't. See, it would look like John wasn't shaking if I was holding the camera, was not moving around if I was holding it. I would be correcting all of your bobbing and weaving.
Foul throw me to the wall.
Yeah. So this is a blind Willie McTell tune who was a blind 12 string. He was actually the king of the 12 strings, they say, down in Georgia. And he used to hang out in front of the Piggly Wiggly with a little tin can tied around his neck of his guitar to try to make a couple dollars, I guess. Guess that's what else could you do back way in the 20s. But it goes like this. Tell me, mama, won't you tell me, please, why my love is so hard to please? Got a wobbly in my knees, baby, and I must be loved. Funny feeling up and down my spine, through my head just like a sherry wine. Got me think that the world's all mine, baby, and I must be loved. Hey, hey. I hear them church bells ring, I see visions clear. I hear them birdies singing, and I know doggone ain't no birdies there. I don't mind your suits and ties, they don't seem to harmonize. They don't match your big brown eyes. Baby, and I must be love. Go ahead, bird. Man, poor man, beggar man, king. Maybe gives up everything. Every time that you feel that sting. Baby, and I must be loved. Make a preacher lay his Bible down. Make a rabbit hog a hound. Make Edward give up his clown. Baby, and I must be loved. That's right. I hear them church bells ring. I see visions clear. I hear them birdies singing, and I know doggone there ain't no birdies there. I don't mind your suits and ties, they don't seem harmonized. They don't match your big brown eyes. Baby, and I must be loved.
Ron Joswiak and John Hicks. I love, you know, a lot of these songs you're doing, Bill would play too. And it's fun to hear Bill Weiner's spirit living on.
And
this, you guys had so much fun playing together.
And Bill, it was just a great time, man. We miss him so much, you know. And he was a warehouse full of knowledge.
Oh, my goodness.
You know, he'd go on and on. I was concerned about coming in here and trying to speak a little bit, like, you know. Last time I was here, he pretty much could take care of it. That's your job, Bill. You know, he's happy at it.
it's tough. Well, John knows a lot too, right? You know a lot about the history of a lot of these songs you're playing.
As far as the individual artists, I wasn't really on top of it because I was trying to take in so much of the different styles, and I didn't want to really pinpoint on any individuals, but I covered the territory every which way. I wasn't, like, leaving anything out as far as, like, a learning tool or sort of an idea or inspiration as far as trying to. And I do things. I've been doing different over my career. I've had to play different ways, not necessarily, but I've always, like, in the blues gender, I kind of would just to keep active, sort of go with whatever. But the blues is always in me. And I ran across Ron playing, and it was a different challenge, and I was up for the challenge. And it changes the way you perceive to do things with different people who are playing different types of blues. It's an education for me.
It's a Chicago blues player, you know, harmonica with a Chicago blues, you know. It is there. It's unique, man. It's because it changes keys a few times, you know.
Well, it's always been a really accessible style of music, too. Everybody can relate to blues. Everybody.
Absolutely.
You know, everybody.
Absolutely, man.
I just had an idea for John. Next Halloween, all those harmonicas you got in your basement, you've got like 270-some harmonicas. You're probably going to make some kids really happy and some parents not so. You could give out harmonicas.
They'll be assemble kits now. They're pretty much in pieces. They'll have to learn how to assemble.
That's a lot of harmonicas. Or, not that I'm looking to clean out your basement, but some theme, probably the kind of restaurant on the south side, not the one you grew up in many years ago, or some years ago, but the one that's there now. you could glue those up on the wall for atmosphere.
Yeah, that's a good.
Yeah, I think that would be quite impressive with the amount accumulated.
Get some wind chimes going.
Yeah. There you go. Do you have any chromatics?
Yeah. I do have a few, and that's sort of my next venture when I can free up my time. I'm really interested in that style of playing also.
Clint Hoover was here playing. I don't know if you know Clint,
yes.
Local musician.
Yes.
He was here playing
right.
A couple weeks
pretty
ago.
Pretty impressive.
John Hicks on harmonica, Ron Joswiak on guitar. We've got time for probably about three or four more songs as we go. Check out Facebook at SLB Radio. You can actually watch the performance here. We don't do it often, but I thought you'd get a kick out of seeing these guys interact and play. What do you want to do next?
How about the old jazz tune, Is You Is or Is You Ain't?
I was hoping you'd do that.
Let's try that. Let's give it a shot. See what we can do.
Okay,
that's
fine. That's good.
And, it goes, it goes something like this. Ready, John? Set? Got a gal who's always late. Every time we got a date, you know I want her. Yes, I love her. I'm gonna walk right up to the gate, see if I can get it straight, because I need her. Yes, I'm gonna ask her, maybe, baby, find somebody new. Said a woman is a creature, Lord, it always has been strange. Once you show a woman, said you go and make a change. Is you is, or is you ain't, my baby.
Joswiak, John Hicks, I've always loved that song. I'm glad you did it. That's been done by lots of people. How do you choose the songs you end up playing?
Hit and miss, I guess.
I mean, is it sometimes
the vibe that's going on, maybe, you know?
Well, I mean, even to add them to your repertoire, though, and to learn them.
Yeah. I've been working on a few new ones. We were going to try a new one, and I was just telling somebody, it's just, I've noticed over the years, it's so hard to try to put these words into your mind anymore. Just, they're not staying in there anymore they used to.
I read somewhere Paul McCartney gave an interview, and he was talking about how he can't remember And, you know, it's not a surprise that he can't remember the lyrics to all of his songs.
Pack it right, absolutely.
And it, when you have a catalog that deep,
it goes on, right?
And, you know, how could you
how
remember
could you?
All those
you
things?
Yeah, all them years, I think maybe it's slipping a little bit.
A little bit, yeah. Mine may slow down a little bit, yeah. But still. It's got to be hard. Plus all the other things you got running around inside your head.
Absolutely, absolutely. There's something to it.
Yeah. Have either of you written any songs in this idiom?
No. I've tried a few things.
It can be hard. I mean, there's so much to continue, and I'm sure you put your own touches. I know you put your own touches.
Yeah, there's some styling going on, I think, you know.
Yeah.
You can't exactly be like an Ernie Hawkins or a Bill Weiner. So, you know, I just said, it's going to be as good as it's going to be, and it's going to be it. You know?
It's good to just do it, to be involved.
Just do it.
Let's see. I'm keeping an eye on the clock. Let's get another one from you. What's your
All
next?
Right. Let me see what else we got here. Check the old, okay.
Got a whole menu of songs here.
Okay. This is a Skip James tune, I believe.
Key. Is this going down the road?
Down the road? Down the road. Going down. I don't get too excited here, Jones. On the rooster couldn't crow for a day. Hey, 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 couldn't crow for a day. Don't want no hens if you don't know where to lay. I don't go no further down. Hey, 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 go no further down. Says I sits right here till my mustache drags on my ground. One more time. You know. Thank you. down the road, far as my eyes could see. Hey, 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 far as my eyes could see. Me and my baby's down on the way to me.
That was fine to hear the two of you together on that, Ron Joswiak.
Thank you so much.
John Hicks, we're going to have time for one more.
One more.
And as you think about that, I'm going to thank our other guests really quickly, Urban Impact Shakes here today, Remy Harfield, and also Gavi Haley and Tiffany Austin here today performing and previewing their show at the new Hazlitt Theater called Romeo and Juliet, A Love Story You Choose. And thanks to Malik for doing the camera work today on our Facebook Live feed. Malik Johnson doing that. Chad Green, our engineer. Ricky Berger. I'm just going to say our wife, but my wife and our producer. And, of course, Ron and John, what do you want to finish up with? Oh, before I forget, if folks want to find you somewhere, maybe to have you play somewhere, what's the best way? We certainly can be, it's go to Red. Red, or oh, to go to John. Okay.
If it's okay, I'm also involved in another blues band. It's called Rob Williams and the Blues Drivers, and we're playing at the Village Tavern on the West End.
Oh, good.
7-Eleven.
Yeah.
And there's also a website there. It's called the same thing, Rob Williams and the Blues Drivers, and you'll see the events and where we're at and all the bios and the videos, the music demos.
Great. What's the name of the band again?
Rob Williams and the Blues Drivers.
Excellent. That's a
and
great room.
I have a website, and, you know, so I've been kind of working between and loyal to Ron here. And
that's nice of you.
Yeah. I was going to say it's nice. You know, you got enough harmonicas to go around.
Yeah, right to go around.
Yeah.
Yes. Trying to do as much playing as I can at this point.
Excellent.
Well, but we will be at Pistoli's the last Saturday night in August.
In Squirrel Hill.
In Squirrel Hill on Murray Avenue.
Yeah.
So
you'd be good buskers. You know,
in,
just go out there and busk. And
great food, great music, great time.
Excellent. What do you want to finish up with?
This tune is from, this is a Reverend Gary Davis tune called Crucifixion. And then we go into a Ernie Hawkins tune that he wrote. I remember back in the 77 or something like that. When things go wrong, and putting them both together, because, you know, I think Ernie did learn quite a bit of music off of the Rev. So
let's thank thanks to both of you, Ron Joswiak, John
Hicks.
Thank
you. Appreciate being here. Goes like it. Go wrong, could be late at night. Just pick up the telephone and I will set them right. Things go wrong and it's the break of day. Call my number, baby, know just what I say. If you got no place where you belong, I'll pick up the pieces when things go wrong. Someone to separate the false from the truth, the ups and the downs, the reds and the blue. Broken, hungry baby said you don't know what to do. Father with no letter said I'll put it together for you. If you got no place where you belong, I'll pick up the pieces. things go wrong. Always lost and you all headed down, and you need somebody just to turn it all around. You are falling fast, you are desperate and alone. Let us in, pick up that telephone. If you got no clue where you belong, I'll pick up the pieces when things go wrong. Before you're losing, you run out of fight. Pack up your heavy trouble, and I will make them light. When the bell is lifted, you begin to sing. Oh, baby, bring it home to me. If you got no place where you belong, I'll pick up the pieces.